brought to you by Penguin.
The Murder Inn by James Patterson. Read by Corey Carthew.
Desert outside Bagram, Afghanistan, 2010. Nick Jones's fellow soldiers were lying to him. They'd never done it before, and Nick knew that for one simple reason. Because he wasn't dead. He could rely on one thing out there in the desert in Afghanistan, and that was the word of his teammates. Without that trust, without a team behind him, promising to protect him, Nick was alone. And a soldier alone was just waiting to catch a bullet in the brain. On a dark roadside somewhere between Bagram City, the U.S. Army outpost, and the distant ceiling of a billion stars, Nick stood and watched Staff Sergeant Roger Dorich draw a map on the dusty hood of the tactical vehicle with his stubby finger. As he spoke, the older soldier shattered Nick's trust one word at a time.
"We're abandoning tonight's routine quadrant patrol for a quick mission into a village just 10 clicks past that hill," Dorich said as he drew vast, confident lines in the dust of the JLTV. 3 large boxes, a smaller box, a snaking boundary. "We're going for the 3rd house on the right, here, after the goat pen." It was around the time Dorich took out his cigarette that Nick realized what he was hearing was deception. Just like when he was trying to bluff a good hand at poker, Dorich put the cigarette between his lips and bit down on the tip, chewing it flat so it was impossible to draw through. Nick had started to feel uneasy the second Dorich said, "Change of plans, team," and pulled off the side of the road. Now he was downright scared. That useless cigarette jutting from between Dorich's lips bobbed up and down as he lied.
"We got 2 entry points, Dorich continued. "Front and back. 2 expected hostiles inside the dwelling. This is not a grab-up, ladies and gentlemen. We neutralize the targets and exit immediately. Back on patrol by 2300.
Nick waited for his 2 other teammates to ask one of the dozens of questions that immediately rose in his mind. Neither did.
"Sir, who's got eyes on the site right now?" Nick ventured.
"Nobody. It'll be just us out there," Dorich said.
"But," Nick shook his head, tried to comprehend. "Sir, how do we know? I mean, what's the situation? Are they hot?"
"We're going into this blind, Jones."
Dorich narrowed his eyes at Nick, challenging.
"You got a problem with that?"
"Sir, no, sir, but..."
"You want to know something about the targets? Should I break them down for you? What they ate for breakfast, where they went to school, boxers or briefs? Should we sit down, have a little discussion about whether they deserve to die or not?"
"Sir, no, sir."
"Maybe we'll just get on with it then, huh?"
"Sir, yes, sir."
Nick felt a tingling sensation creep over his scalp. This wasn't right. He glanced at Carly Breacher, who was tightening the straps of her helmet over her closely shaved skull, eyes on the map, nodding like she'd done 100 spur-of-the-moment, blind, completely solo kill runs before. All routine. Rick Master, the 4th member of their team, was shuffling from foot to foot, blank-faced. It seemed to Nick suddenly that nobody would look at him, that nobody else smelled the lies in the air. And that was a problem. That was deadly. Because on deployment, Nick couldn't be sure that setting out on any road meant he was going to arrive where he intended. The yawning, searing desert was inclined to throw something at him. IEDs, bandits, sandstorms, goddamn locust plagues. On any given day, Nick couldn't trust that he'd get food or water or ammo or sleep. Hell, sometimes it even surprised him that the sun came up in the morning out here. But he could rely on Dorich, Master, and Breacher. At least he'd thought he could. Nick climbed into the JLTV anyway. He had no choice. They rolled out into the blackness, silent. Just following orders, Nick thought. Master must have felt his anxiety because...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?